Very good, Bob. Thanks for joining us tonight. And I'm kind of in the same boat as you with computers when it comes to computers. I've got a Hewlett Packard color laser printer, too, that's Wi-Fi. And it works fine and everything. The only problem, and I can print from my phone with it, although I'll start a month or so ago. Before, when I would bring up the option on the phone to print something, it would give me different options as far as, you know, print all the pages, color, black and white, whatever. And I used to have the option to print double-sided, and now that one has disappeared. So if I want to print four pages, I can't do it on just two and print both sides. I end up getting four sheets out. So not sure what happened to that, why that disappeared. Tried the old standard power off, power on, resetting everything, and that option never came back. So don't know if that was maybe a Hewlett Packard, something they put out there that took that away or what. But I can feel your pain with the Wi-Fi and the printers and getting stuff to work properly. It works fine for a while, and then it doesn't. So once again, thanks for joining us tonight, Bob. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the K8DAC repeater. All right, next up we'll go to Tom, N8EUI, and Standby Mini. Tom, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Mike. This is N8EUI again. Let's see what else happened here. I've had some issues with my 3D printer, using it a lot in the last 8-9 months. And the rollers, the bearing bogey wheels, I guess they are, that runs the X and Y axis, they've developed, especially the Y axis, has developed some flat spots on the wheels, and it makes for less than smooth travel across the print bed. So I ordered and received Saturday their aluminum rails instead of using the wheels. It eliminates the wheels. It's a Teflon rail, aluminum rails, and a Teflon slider on them. So the printer and the X and Y axis, it moves smoother. It doesn't have less resistance because there's no wheels now. It just slides on these rails. And I went on YouTube before I purchased them and looked at as people have used them, and it's a real betterment in the way that the printer operates, because it doesn't have any resistance now. It's a much nicer print. So I think I'm going to try to install those later this week and get my 3D printer back up and running, because I got a lot of things in addition to the soldering projects. I have some print projects to do too. So it's wintertime, so I'll be inside a lot, so I'll be able to have more time to do that. Let me break real quick.